Thank God we gotta find a place to put everybody now. And we got a lot of talent sitting back there that could be up here playing. So, well, maybe the Lord will work on you. Not right now, though, because we got to find places for these first. So, good to be in the house of the Lord. You love the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. So, let's get started in the sixth seal, part two. We're still on the seal, which we must see what the seal is. I believe the prophet, you know, he'd probably read there and preached on the seals for a long time. And like we were talking about last night, there's a lot of things he preached. But remember what we've been saying, Brother Branham, in every seal, he had a certain idea, and then that idea was changed. Right? But now Brother Branham didn't say, all right, now throw all them other 47 to 63, like a lot of people say in the message, you know, he was so wrong. No, he didn't have to change all that.
Right.
He just was lining it up a more perfect way of seeing one God, water baptism, marriage and divorce. All those things were already in the scripture, but it took clarity of the opening of the seals. That's why the Bible became a brand new book. Because I'm sure there were some things in there that the prophet had questions about, like we have questions about things.
Right.
But when the seals broke, I believe the clarity of the message came out from those seals to not change the book, Heavenly Days. No, didn't change the book. And it just gave him more clarity of what he was preaching on, and he knew what he was talking about. He said, unless God comes and opens these seals, we're only presuming. Well, see, we're only presuming until the seals break to you and I. Amen. So we're only presuming, and presuming does not get you in a body change. No, it's got to be a positive. Everything's got to be positive coming to this body change. And then this sixth seal, we're looking at then now that we've been looking in the first four seals where there was a bride come, there was an old man died, but then you've still got the black dog, white dog fight that you got to still fight with, which is your spirit realm or your outside guy, not this guy, but the middle guy that you got to fight with. The fight shouldn't be with the inside. If the fight's still with the inside guy, then you need to get born again.
Right.
But if that's settled, then let's work on the outside guy.
Amen.
We were talking about this morning in the Bible, in Sunday school class, about milk's good, but when you're 25 years old, you know, you don't want to just live on milk. You need some meat. You need some. But now if you've only been shut up in a room for 25 years and all they've done is somebody hand you milk through a window, then that's okay. It sustains you. But man, it will stunt your growth, that's for sure. But you ever slide him a, tell him what, Dan O. Sand him a what? Give him a ribeye steak. Danny likes ribeye and I do too. Give him a ribeye steak, medium rare with baked potato and salad and see what he'll do with it. He'll take that milk and he'll just move it out of the way and he'll just start eating what? Eating meat. And so, that's what, we were talking about Paul in Romans there where he said don't, you know, don't shun the guy that likes to drink milk, in other words, paraphrasing. But don't stay drinking milk all the time, though. Milk's good, but we need some strong meat. And strong meat's what's going to get us out of here. So this sixth seal, this would be sixth seal part two, the seal part two. So let's go to Revelation 6, verse 12. Thank Brother Luis for filling in. Brother Joe and his family are down at Brother Yancey's with Brother Matthew Bray is speaking for them down there. So they're on their way back. So keep them in your prayers. Also keep me in the prayers. Me in your prayers. I finally got, I guess I can say this over the internet. I've got a postmaster now that'll let me off. So I'm going to go to the Philippines, Lord willing, March the 7th through the 19th. So, and then I got a text just a few minutes ago from Keith Reed. He wants me there on the 6th. In Jamaica. So we got to work on that. So you just pray. We got to pray about that. So, all right. I don't know how that's going to happen, but I don't think it's going to happen, but we'll see what we can do. So I'll have to call him back later on this afternoon. Revelation 6, verse 12. Let's bow our heads. Thank you, Lord, for another day, another time that we can come into this building, Lord, and just shed off the things of the world just for a few moments, Lord, and sit back and hear from you, Lord. Not that it's hearing from me, Lord. They'd be hearing from you, Father. And Lord, all the things that we've learned in all these years of studying the Bible and studying the message, Lord, may they come alive. May it not be a dead letter, but Lord, let it be quickened by the Spirit, Lord. These words are just common words that we use as man, and we understand them as human beings and as Americans. We speak an English language, but Lord, your language is a heavenly language. It uses that language, but Lord, it's a heavenly language. It's a, as you told us through the prophet, that we are prophetic people with prophetic insight, that we can hear from you, Lord, in this time of the Eagle Age where we've come up now. We're into this sixth seal. We're heading toward the seventh seal, Lord. We're going to take a little interval before we do, but Lord, you promised that we would someone stand in the end time and take a body change. So we just believe that it's us. We just believe that you are here with us, among us, not just with us, but in us. And Lord, I pray that our actions and our movements and everything that we say today, Lord, will be pleasing to you, Father. Let it be you speaking, and there's no way we can make a mistake if it's you, Father. Be with the ones that are sick, Lord, the ones that are not here. Be with the ones that are traveling on the highways. Just bless them, Lord. Be with the missionaries on the foreign fields, give them the fruit for their labor, Father. And be with us now as we've had the call there to go to the Philippines, Lord, that you would grant, Lord, in our heart we have a desire. And you know what that desire is to help people, Lord, to grow in grace and knowledge, Father. So we pray that you would anoint that as we take our time to go, Lord, and let it just be in your will, Father. Bless us, take care of us, lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit. And the bride of Jesus Christ says, amen. Amen. Revelation 6, verse 12, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal. Now this is John watching something open. Now remember, he watched seal 1 through 4. There was riders. There was, John saw a person get on a horse. Now they're gone. There's no beast. He gets to the fifth seal. They're in another dimension. That's a group of people that's passed on, and they're not on earth. They're in another dimension. And then here, though, watch what we're going to do is, though, we're going to come out of that fifth seal. Going into the sixth seal, we're coming right back to earth. We're coming right back into this dimension and what's going to happen on this earth at the time of this opening. Now, remember, you and I are not going to be here, but you and I must get the spiritual application of what's going on. Like we were talking in the Bible study, and I got it in one of the quotes where we were talking about Brother Branham says that the bride goes up in Revelation 4:1, doesn't come back to Revelation 19. There's got to be a revelation there, or you might as well just take 4 through 19, tear that out of the Bible and throw it in the trash. But you can't, because every word is to the bride of Jesus Christ. Every word is what? For your and my admonition, to whom the ends of the world have come upon. So we can't do away with it. So then we must understand that it is to a literal person, a literal group called Israel, but it's also spiritually to you and I. So that's what we need to get. We're going to get the seal part first, then we're going to get the spiritual application to you and I. All right. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. So now that's something going to happen down here on the earth. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell into the earth. Let me say something about the moon turned to blood. You know, we've had the blood moons and all these things. That's okay. I'm like Paul. We were talking there in in Romans this morning, where Paul said, you know, don't criticize the people that keep up with dates, but I'm just not a date keeper. That's what he was saying, basically. So same way with me. This moon is not a moon we're going to see. Now, we've seen moons. We've seen all these things. The sun went down in the middle of the day when Jesus died. Amen. We've had blackening of the sun in our day through eclipses. That's not what this is. This is in the tribulation period. This is when we are gone and nature is going to fall because of something. And we'll talk about it a little bit later on. But the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell into the earth. Even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. You know, there's always that conspiracy theory that that's what happened to the flood. There was a meteorite hit the earth and caused a flood, and now they're saying there's another one that's going to get close and all those things. Don't worry about that. See, that takes the worry out of me and you. You and I should not worry about this natural happening. If you see this, you better worry about it. But if you're a bride, you won't see this. Amen. We'll be right over in another faster dimension and let it happen. That's okay. But you and I as bride are already gone. That ought to make you happy. Amen. And the heavens departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. Wow. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne. They know this is not just a natural occurrence of the earth. Something is going on, and we know what it is. We know it's the two prophets over in Israel working this sixth seal. From the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath has come, and who shall be able to stand? You may be seated, and the Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word while we put this. Somebody turn around and shake each other's hands, say, God bless you, because I got a work to do. Just me and Danny's got a work to do here. If you've already done it, do it again. Give them a double blessing. Just turn around, shake your hands again, say, God bless you. You know, Brother Branham said that's the greatest thing you can say to somebody is God bless you. Amen? Now, as we start on this, let's set the stage and then we'll... Well, let's go ahead and read Matthew 24. Go ahead and pull that up. We'll get that to... Now, this is the actual Jesus preaching on the seals. See, now look, it says immediately after the tribulation of these days. Now, we're going to talk about that in just a minute. Because remember... We were talking last night in a Bible study, and for those of you who weren't there, you should have been there, because we had a good time. Usually, if you'll come on Saturday, you can sleep through Sunday, because that's what we're talking about. But y'all don't come on Sunday, and you sleep through, Saturday, and you sleep through Sunday anyway, so. But tribulation, we must look at tribulation and not see that it's the tribulation that's going to happen after the bride leaves, because you and I are going through a tribulation now. I've got it here where it says right here, well, that I'll just read it. The word tribulation means affliction, pressure, and anguish. And a lot of things that we are going through now, that we go through tribulation, because the Bible says tribulation worketh patience. So we're going through tribulation now. Even Brother Branham calls Israel, I read it in the fifth seal, that when Israel went through the Eichmann and Hitler days of the 6.5 million Jews killed, that was a minor tribulation. So there's been minor tribulations all through Christian realm. There's been minor tribulations or minor afflictions or minor pressure or anguish. So, but we know there's a great tribulation. Now, this sixth seal is talking about the tribulation, the wrath of God after you and I leave. Okay, so you have to, like we were talking about this morning in Sunday school class, you know, there's resurrection. There's different kinds of resurrection. You can resurrect and somebody die. You can resurrect and go into an eternal body. A glorified body. So you got to watch what you're doing when you're talking about these different words. Especially in the English language when we have so many that mean the same thing. So this says in Matthew 24, immediately after the tribulation of those days. Now, because see, your mind sometimes will go, well, that's after the tribulation. No, after the tribulation of these days.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody got that? Say amen. The tribulation of these days. I'm talking about the days you and I are living in.
Right.
Tribulation of those 2,000 years, those days, 1,000 years a day, 2,000 years. Shall the sun be darkened and the moon shall not give her light and the stars shall fall from heaven and the power of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Because see, like what we were talking about last night, the denominational, all, pretty much all of the, not of your, now I say denominational world, Methodist, Baptist, I don't know about Presbyterian, maybe Brother Dick can tell, but I know Baptist and Methodist, we're going through a 7-year tribulation. I don't know about Presbyterian, I don't know if they believe that too, but most of your major, what I say, Methodist, Baptist and all, they believe you're going to go through a tribulation period. Because of all these different things. And then they're going to see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven. That's why I told you that brother one time he told me, he said, I'll just be glad when I see the eastern sky split and Jesus come walking down through the eastern sky. I said, that's not a secret coming. That's not the coming I'm wanting.
Right.
If you see that, you're in the tribulation period.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
And then now the devil has got them so confused on the tribulation period that now they're believing you got to go through the tribulation. Where Brother Branham, many times, and you'll read it, just put in tribulation. Brother Branham, many, many, many times, he said, brothers, I know you're disagreeing with me. Because the whole, like I said, the whole denominational world believes in a 7-year tribulation. And when Brother Branham comes up and says the bride doesn't go through tribulation, well, that just blows their doctrine right out the water. But you and I, though, seeing this, we know that, we can place that we go through minor tribulations ourselves, but we never will go through a major 3.5-year tribulation. And that's what the problem with many people in the message that doesn't see Daniel 70 weeks as, and I've quit saying the way we see it because it's not the way we see it. It's the way the Bible says it is. It's the way the prophet says it is, okay? They're saying that we're saying we're going through a 7-year tribulation. There's no such thing. There's a 3.5-year tribulation. After we're gone, not 7, but it's going to take a full week or 7 years to finish Daniel 70 weeks. Ever how God wants to play that last 3.5 years out, that's his business, because we're going to be somewhere else. Amen. But there is 1 week left after the rapture, according to the Bible. So I don't need a quote from anybody. I'm going to say that one more time. I don't need a quote from anybody. The Bible says there's 1 year left after signing of the treaty with the Antichrist. And are we here when that's signed? No. So there's 1 week left after the rapture. And that's, you know, that's what Brother Branham said.
Right.
Many, many times. They just don't understand what he's talking about.
Right.
And he shall send his angels with great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. All right. So see, we're all gone. Here's Jesus preaching the sixth seal. So we know it's going to happen, and then John picks it up in the book of Revelation and brings it to say, showing that it's the sixth seal, and the sixth seal is going to open after we leave. All right? So what we're doing now is we're going through, I want you to be able to see this because it ties in with what we've all been talking about, the full plan of redemption. That's what Brother Branham says. I'll read it to you in just a minute, the quote where Brother Branham talks about the sixth seal. Covers the whole plan of redemption. Everything is covered in these seals. Every part of redemption is covered in these seals. Redemption of the bride. Redemption of the 144,000. Redemption of the fifth seal Jew. Redemption of the foolish virgin. They're all in there somewhere. And even now we gotta see the redemption of the earth. Because remember what happened in the Garden of Eden. In the Garden of Eden, not only did man fall, all of nature fell. I was looking up the quote when Brother Luis called me out, where Brother Brown talks about when Adam and Eve going out of the garden, the lightning and the thundering. See, before it, sin happened, there was no lightning, there was no thunder, there was no blackening of the earth, of the sun, there was no blood moon, there was no stars falling from the heavens. Everything was calm. All nature was in course with each other. There was no, I saw this. I'm like Dad. I read the comic books to get the headlines. Today there was a comic strip with a little fish, a bigger fish with its mouth open, a bigger fish with its mouth open, a bigger fish with its mouth open. The little fish in the middle is turning around looking at the fish behind him, you know, the chain of, and he says, I want you to know I am a carry permit holder. So anyway, But no, there was no chain of eating or chain of command before the fall. So nature was exactly the way it's going to be when we get into the millennium and then even into the future home. So nature took a tumble, not just on the sixth seal. Nature took a tumble down in the Garden of Eden. So the sixth seal, we go all the way back to the Garden of Eden to where nature has just tumbled and fell. Wow, I mean, now Adam has to be careful what part of the woods he walks in when he never did before. Why? Because his nature was changed because man had somewhere in man's part of his being had changed. Now, not Adam's soul, but then the thinking, his carnal mind came. You say, well, you don't have a carnal mind. Yeah, you do got a carnal mind. Come on, people. Good grief. We still have one. But we have the mind of Christ in us that overcomes that every once in a while. I said every once in a while. All right. But we're heading toward the time where it's overtaking more and more. I hope we're in that. That's the growth development of a Christian, I believe, is that we know we have a carnal mind, but we know how to handle it. Because if Brother Branham says we're going to be sticky till the day the change comes, then we're going to have things going through our mind that's not the mind of Christ. So just deal with it. So I'm telling you, just deal with it. That's life. Deal with it. All right? Just don't let it overcome you. The things I used to do, I don't do them anymore. Now, if you're still doing the things you used to do, you need to get born again. That's just pretty simple. That's just probably 1, 2, 3 ABCs. But for you and I to see that nature is not just that nature is taking a tumble or nature is, it's boiling up one time. It's already done it one time before. I'm sure when Adam and Eve left the Garden of Eden, there was never thunder before. There was never lightning before. There had to be earthquakes. There had to be things happen that didn't happen before because when man fell, nature fell. That's why Romans 8 says the whole world is groaning and waiting for what? The manifestation of the sons of God for us to bring nature back. Because if we fail and nature has to fall under us, then you and I have to come to a place to where we reverse that. Amen? And we've already reversed that in our soul. Thank God for that, people. We've already reversed the process in our soul. We're sitting in heavenly places. We are the nature of God. That has been changed. But we still got this guy, the dual fellow, the next guy in the next realm that we got to work with. And that's to me what the seals are for. That and the statue of a perfect man. They all go hand in hand to work on what? Your nature. Your nature, my nature. That's what we're sitting here today. And I hope you realize that sometime in your life, you need to have an experience to where you even say again, that thing I used to do, I don't do it anymore. Not sinning. I'm talking about put it, you know, make you a line and draw it and write in whatever you, because I was telling him downstairs, I've got something that bothers me that may not even, it may be silly to Brother Mark. But it bothers me. So it's something I got to get rid of. But Mark may have something that bothers, I mean, just bothers him to no end, and I look at him and go, oh, come on, man. No, but it bothers him. That's the same. You and I are all individuals, but you know what? The Word doesn't bother us. It's out in this, it's living in this natural nature. That's what bothers us because it's all fell. You were even born with a fallen nature. You were born with a nature contrary to God. We were by nature, the scripture says, the children of what? Wrath. And ready to be destroyed. Because we came between Satan and Eve in that fallen condition. But thank God, he's swinging that thing back the other way. That's what redemption is. It's not replacement. It's, if it fell here in the Garden of Eden, it's got to come right back up to here. Amen. So the fourth seal, we see the bride's taken up. So we know we've took a body change somewhere in here, right? All right, is everybody okay? Take a body change. But now what we have to do during that time, we must, like we were saying before, we got to lap back over because we don't get 5, 6. And actually, none of the seals are to us. the natural part of the seal.
Right.
But we must get the actual spiritual application of all of it to get us out of here. And to get us out of here, it's going to take all of them, because who takes a rapture? Christ takes the rapture.
Right.
And he's the seventh seal.
Glory.
He's coming back after himself.
Right.
He's not coming back after you.
Right.
He's coming back after a piece of him that he gave to you at the new birth. He's coming back to get that. That's what he's coming for.
Yeah.
Amen. He's coming for himself. And see, if I'm attached to that, I got to go.
Right.
You got to go. So who's going to take a rapture?
I am.
Who's going to take a body change?
I am.
You got to make it personal. Now, I'm not going to make myself change. God's the only one that can change me.
Right.
But he's the one that's going into rapture.
Right?
Right. I've accepted what he's going to do, and then I'm going to just take, I'm just going to, it's a free ride.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Right.
That's why, do we struggle?
Yeah.
You shouldn't struggle. Shouldn't have fear.
Right.
Like Brother Dale said, you know, you come to a place, Brother Brown come to a place, he said, I have no more fear.
Right.
Wow. A place to have no more fear?
Right.
Well, he knew, he let the guy in the control. In the control room, have the control like always supposed to be. But let's get back to this. So we come back and we just went through seal number 5, which is the grace seal of the Bible, showing that a group of people that didn't even want redemption got redeemed. Amen. But they had to go through a process. It wasn't just anything. See, that's not greasy grace. Greasy grace is just, well, do what you want to. No, there had to be a fifth sealed Jew. There had to be a Jew that gave his life for what he believed in
right.
under being a Jew. Not just every Jew is going to be in that fifth seal.
Right.
No.
Right.
No, there's some scoundrels that's going to be scoundrels, and they're going to come up at the white throne judgment, and they're going to be judged as scoundrels.
Right.
So it's just going to be a fifth sealed Jew, though, that believed who they were, and had the testimony they held. The testimony they held.
Amen.
That's not, no different than you and I.
Right.
It's the testimony we hold is what's going to take us in the rapture.
Right.
It's the testimony that we hold is what's going to change our body. Our testimony is we which are alive and remain, not we're going to go by the grave. We just keep, got to keep believing that until we walk into it. So the fifth seal is a grace seal. That give grace to somebody that didn't even want it. Now this sixth seal, we're coming up to the sixth seal, and we're looking that it's going to be through two prophets. Amen? It's going to be through two prophets, and they're going to cause all nature to be in their control.
Right.
Now the problem with that in Adam, when Adam controlled nature, it was not fallen at that time. So the two prophets, I was thinking about this a little while ago, the two prophets have to deal with fallen nature to get it to roll back the other direction. They're not, see, Adam went from, when God put him on the earth and put him in a human body, it was just complete and utter peace. I don't believe that there was any thunder and lightning and storms, and there wasn't even any clouds in the sky. So the Bible says it was all watered from the ground. But when all that other stuff, when all the sin happened, then what did Adam do? He lost the control of that. So what's the second Adam? Comes on the earth. Sure, he has control. He raises the dead. But he also takes fish and makes thousands of fish out of one fish.
Right.
Or two fishes. Five loaves he takes and makes thousands of loaves of bread.
Right.
He puts his back foot on the bow of a boat and says, peace be still.
Right.
And there's probably a lot of other things that weren't put in the Bible that he did that we don't know anything about. But still we know that he was the master of the sea. He was the one that he could
right.
control nature.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And so now that we have that person inside of us, but also not just have that person inside of us, but have that person inside of us being able to work back with the word that he preached. And it be truth. Because he has to honor the truth of the word. He does not have to honor the false. He can honor the false. He has to honor what he said. So the truth of the word is, we're saying now what he said. When he said, I and my Father are one. Now, back down through the denominations, they would say, I and my Father are one of the three. Right? One of the three. Well, they got it wrong. But now we come up to the end time and we see that now we have the message of the hour that we know that one true and living God is one person, one man, and that we don't have to deal with all that other.
Right.
That's why to restore back, that's what we're missing, is that we are to be restored back even just to the first church age.
Yep.
But then carry it on further. Carry it on to the coming of the Lord. Carry it on to, as Brother Dale's talking about, this is the seventh church age.
Yeah.
We got some things in there that we got to deal with. But right now we're dealing with the seals that we can see that there is a, listen, there was not a chance in the world for Martin Luther to take a body change in the condition and the word he was under. He was barred just like Jesus was barred from coming up. Brother Brown said Jesus, when he died, he could have come right back out of the grave, but he was held by scripture that says he had to be in the earth a total, not a total of three, but within the 3 days and three nights, right? So you and I are held by scripture. The Jews are held by, everybody is held, even God himself is bound by his own word. So being bound by his own word, there is a group of people that's going to take a body change then. There is a group of people that will do that. Period. So why can't we see that you and I can be that? Because we're in the position, doesn't matter how old you are, this thing is going to happen real quick.
Amen.
Amen? I believe it will. I believe it'll happen really, really fast. Once we get out of that interval, I want to get to that so much. I think we're in that interval. I told you there was an interval between 6 and 7 always. Read your Bible. 6 and 7th trumpet, 6 and 7th different thing, 6 and 7th seal. There's always 6 seals stop. Because remember, the prophet of God said 6 seals finishes redemption. The 7th seal brings him back to the earth. Right? So we'll get into those quotes a little bit later on, but we got to cover this 6th seal. So the 6th seal then is dealing with the earth. The natural ball you live on. But also it's dealing, it has to deal with the earth you're living in. Because you live in a fallen nature. This thing's failed because look, it's getting older. Let's agree. This is getting older. But it doesn't have to. And it's not going and finding something to stretch your skin. And make you, Michael, don't you laugh. Given time, you're going to look like Jesus. You're going to look like Brother Collie. So look at Brother Collie. That's what you're going to look like when you get older. He's fainted. But that 6th seal, though, is dealing then. All right, we've been dealing with a lot of things. That 5th seal, we're dealing with something. This 6th seal, to me, it's an intimate seal. Intimate seal. It's an intimate thing that covers you. You right here. Now, if I ever get time, I'm going to talk about the seal. But when we get into the spiritual part of it, see, it's intimate to you because it's something that's going to happen that's never happened before except to one guy.
Right.
So to me, that's intimate.
Right.
It's only going to happen to the bridegroom and part of the bride. And I said part of the bride. But now, eventually, it's going to be all the bride. Listen. We which are alive and remain that's going to get a glorified body, we were talking about last night. The Bible says, we which are alive and remain shall not prevent or hinder those which are asleep, for the trumpet of God will sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain. So see, they're going to get, we read a few quotes where Brother Brown said, they will be changed first. All right, they're going to come up in a glorified body. They're not going to come up in their natural body. And then be changed. Come on, people. They're not going to come up in their natural body and have Brother Branham change their body. That's a doctrine, folks. That's return ministry doctrine. Remember the little tent thing where people going through the tent, you know, and getting healed? They're all saying Brother Brown's got to come back, put the tent up. He's going to speak your glorified body. Now, that's baloney. That's hogwash. How much effort you want, that's a lie.
Right, yeah.
Jesus Christ is the only one that's going to change your body.
Right.
William Branham is depending on us to take his message.
Right.
Quicken his message in this dimension to get him out of that dimension.
Right.
He cannot do us any good in another dimension.
Right.
He cannot. But boy, what he preached in this dimension. Let's get it. We got to get it first. He give it to us. He handed it to a bride. A many-membered body. For us to get what he's talking about. What about a man, greatest ministry in the world? Same way with Jesus. And at the end of his ministry, he had nobody around him. And nobody understood him. Remember, Jesus said, go to the upper room and tarry till you receive power from on high. They had no power. But when the Holy Ghost came, he gave them power. Same way with Brother Branham. I believe when he was talking about on the questions and answers on the seals, he said, you're not getting it. It's not for you. Remember, we've already read that. It's not for that group of people. He was preaching to a group of people that would not come to what he was talking about. But he knew there was a group coming because the Bible says, we which are alive and remain. Well, we are we. Until we pass away, we are we. We which are alive and remain shall not prevent or hinder those which are asleep. For the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Amen.
But there's got to be something go on in our nature. Now, not our soul.
Right.
Our soul is just as eternal as God is.
Glory.
It's not as eternal as God is. It is God. It's a piece of God. It is a what? It is the last amorphy of God to the Gentile church.
Right.
So it's God made manifest in human flesh called, put your name in there.
Right.
All right. So that nature is what I'm dealing with. I've got to deal with mine. You got to deal with yours. As we were talking about this morning, Brother Dale's not going to change your body.
Right.
There's not going to be a laying on of hands to change your body.
Right.
No. It's going to be the preaching of the word. It's going to be the quickening that you have in your heart, not collective.
Right.
It's going to be individual. Some here, some there, some asleep, some not.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe we ought to give pins. That's what we need. We need a pin. Poke your neighbor. Poke your neighbor and wake them up. If you don't have a neighbor, you're in trouble. But this, to me, this is life.
Right.
To me, this is heading toward, to me, this is the honing down. This is the part that we come into that if you miss it, you just miss it.
Yeah.
You just miss it. And it's not whose fault?
Right.
Your fault. My fault. We can't pour it down your throat. That's why I said this sixth seal to me is the most intimate seal. You say, oh no, the intimate seal is getting born again. Sure, you got to get born again, but getting born again is a piece of the puzzle. This guy's not born again, but there's a promise that this guy can be born again. There's a promise. There's a message. There's 1,100 sermons to somebody that this guy right here is going to be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye.
Right.
Promise by God.
Right.
And if he promised it, he's going to have to make it come to pass.
Right.
He will have to make it come to pass. You say, you know what we do? We go with our list. Here we go with our list. I can't do this. I can't do that. That was Moses' problem.
Yep.
He said, I can't even talk. God said, done got your brother standing beside you. He can do the talking for you.
Right.
All right. Same way with us. We think, we can't talk or we can't share the message. No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Let God work in your life.
Amen.
That's the whole thing. I want you to say I am, I don't want you to see that it's I'm going to do it. It's the I am. When you say that word I am to a Christian, we know who that is. That's not you. That wasn't Moses. That wasn't even the burning bush. The burning bush wasn't the I am.
That's right.
The burning bush was a cover to cover the I am because Moses couldn't see him. Is that okay? But now you and I don't have a burning bush. Sure, we have a burning bush experience, but we see the man inside that bush called the I am. And then the I am, listen, as great as Moses was, see, to me, this is the whole seventh seal. Moses was the greatest man to walk on the face of the earth during that time besides Jesus Christ. But he wasn't Jesus Christ.
Right.
And he wasn't a bride.
Right.
He did not have God dwelling in his soul as a new birth, as a believer, as a bride. He did not have that.
Right.
He had an anointing on him.
That's right.
Not in him.
Think about that.
You do.
Come on.
And you have enough word to make it come to pass.
Come on.
Moses was making his own word as he went.
Right.
Now, I don't mean that. You understand what I'm saying? If you say, well, he's making it up as he went. I didn't say he was making it up. He was writing the Bible as he went.
Right.
Like Brother Dale was talking about. He was present. What he was doing, he was writing. At one time, Moses died. Well, sure, he wrote about it before, but there was a time when he stepped into that.
Right.
Same way with you and I. It's become prophecy until you and I step into that prophecy.
Glory.
And see what happens in this sixth seal. There's two prophets step into that prophecy that we're going to read in a minute about Revelations 11 or 7. Did I say that right? 11. Where the two prophets come. They've got to step into that. Well, now you and I, though, are already left. So we've already stepped into what? We which are alive and remain.
Right.
But we've got to come to a place of total sanctification where our nature is changed. You say, well, we got a nature changed when we were born again. Yes, we did. But we still have problems. Yeah. Memory, reasoning, conscience. How many times have we said this?
Right.
Memory, reason, conscience, affection, imagination. That's our problem.
Right.
Not the inside guy.
Right.
It's that middleman.
Amen.
That's what these seals were for. It's the middleman. I don't think I've said it that hard, but that inside man can get born again and never hear about the seals.
Oh my.
Paul never heard about them, did he?
Right. That's right.
Peter never heard the seal 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Sure, they heard it in Matthew when Jesus preached it. Did they understand it? They didn't understand a word he was saying. Come through all that body change. Come through all that getting out of the grave. Come through all that. And right before he goes up, the milk drinkers in the crowd. Are you going to restore the kingdom now? Right? You know what they're saying? Are you going to restore the kingdom now? And he probably went, wait for 11 more days. Wait for the day of Pentecost. When that day of Pentecost comes, I'll be able to tell you what I'm talking about. Because I'll be in you doing the talking. But at the time he was standing there, all that, like I'm telling you, all that great thing, they thought he would come to take over. They thought he'd come to conquer. You know, Romans, you know, all these people, they just thump them out of Israel. Look what happened after he left. They destroyed that place.
Amen.
Titus totally wiped it off the map.
Right.
So it wasn't that Jesus was going to restore that kingdom. He's restoring a heavenly kingdom.
Amen.
A secret kingdom. And that's what you and I live. We live in a secret world. Well, you better live in a secret world. Because if you don't, you're living in a world where the devil's got control of what you're doing. What did Brother Brown say? Brother Brown said, if I speak it, the devil can do something with it. He said, but if I hold it in my heart, he can't do anything with it. Hold this message. What did Mary? Hold that message in your heart and let God work on it. Hold that message. That's why I said this sixth seal to me is an intimate seal. It's, you say, well, what about seal 1 through 4? Yes. But like I said before, it's intimate that God can live in your soul. We think it's an impossibility that he can live in your spirit. And definitely he's not going to live in your flesh. Now, come on, people. We've had this hard thing in our brain that we can't do this. That's why we go out. That's why we put his sister in the ground a few days ago. That's why we put people in the ground. But there's a group of people that's going to take such a nature change, so it's going to change the whole person. If I don't get to this, we're not going to get the rest of it done. Let's go to the fifth seal. I'll give you a little bit of background so I can read this real quick. We got communion today too, so. Notice, we come to this fifth seal now. There's no rider goes forth and there's no beast to announce it. The Lamb opened it and John saw it. There was no one there to say, now come look and see. No power of the living creature are there on the sixth seal. There's no beast to announce it. It was just what John saw. All right. And on the seventh seal, there's no beast to announce it, no power to announce it. No one does it. After the fourth seal, there's no announcement by any beast power from the fifth, sixth, or seventh. Not at all. That's what I'm saying. It's become intimate. It's become God hiding himself in simplicity. He's hid himself in a group of people that the seals are going to be able to open to. To me, that's intimate. That's why you're a special group of people. That's why you're prophetic people. Only people with prophetic insight. You want me to read all that to you? If you've been reading your church age book, it's in the first few pages.
Right?
First part of that lesson. That's us. We're an intimate people. We have an intimate relationship with Christ. Sure, every Christian does. But listen, he wants more. He wants more. He wants more of a relationship. Listen, I'll cover that later. I'm not going to cover it now. Talk about Adam in the garden. We'll talk about Adam in the garden later. Because remember, even Adam in the garden was not exactly the total way God wanted to deal with man. Even though Adam had complete control over everything, Brother Brown said his body was being renewed. It was not eternal. God wants you to walk in an eternal body. Because he's in an eternal body.
Right.
He came down here in a flesh body so that we can live in an eternal body. What a mighty God. All right, let's look at number two. Back to the sixth seal. Now, earthquake. Let us compare scripture. Got pencils and paper. I want you to do something for me if you want to write this down. Unless you're going to take the tape. Now, I want you to read this. I want you to read with me. As you do. Compare scripture of this great event that we'll see that this great secret of mystery that was under the sixth seal of the book of redemption. I just want to keep getting that in your mind because sometimes we say, all right, this is redemption, redemption, and all of a sudden something wanders off in your mind. Well, what's this got to do with redemption? All six seals, Brother Brown says six seals finishes redemption. Because the seventh seal, there's nothing redeemable in the seventh seal. That's Christ himself. Pretty simple. That's why there's silence in heaven for half an hour. Now remember, these are hidden mysteries and the sixth seal altogether is one great big book. Just six scrolls rolled together. Because see, if six seals finishes redemption, there's really not a seventh seal in the Bible. The whole Bible is the seventh seal. Right? But what's that? Now remember, these are hidden mysteries. The six seals altogether is one great big book. He doesn't say seventh, he says six. Because if six seals finishes redemption, that's why we don't need the Bible anymore. Physical Bible, once we're totally redeemed. Once you're totally redeemed, you don't need to carry a Bible around with you. You are the Bible. You are every scripture. You are every person. You are every manifestation of God for your day and age and for your time. All right? Who believes that? Who believes that? You know what? Some of you are sitting here and didn't raise your hand and there's three kids in the back raising their hand. Just six scrolls together. It unwinds the whole book of redemption. So when six seals, listen, when six seals are revealed, you're redeemed. When six, we're all waiting for that seventh. We're waiting for the seventh. The seventh is open, it's not open. Whatever you want to do, let's continue with the six. Because six seals finishes redemption. If you do that, automatically the seventh is there. in manifestation. Is that okay with that? It unwinds the whole book of redemption. That's how the whole earth. Now, take your finger and do this. This is the earth we're talking about. That's the earth he's talking about. But once we do that, the whole world's going to be redeemed. Listen, we're not going to come back. Now, we will in the millennium. Be careful. We will in the millennium not come back to a redeemed entire earth. Everybody do this. Devil's still alive. His demons are still alive. There's a lot of things we got to deal with in the millennium. Because remember, the millennium is to the Jews. There's 1,000 years of reign. R-E-I-G-N. Thank you, June. She corrects me with my spelling. She helps me. The reign on in the millennium is to the Jews for 1,000 years.
Right.
The son of David. We've already covered all that. Not until the future home, Brother Branham said, that future home now sits on a redeemed entire earth.
Right.
But you and I have to have the redeemed entire earth to begin with.
That's right.
This earth.
Right.
For that earth to come this way.
Right.
Listen, when we leave this place, it's called the wrath of God for a purpose. Because who's holding back the wrath of God? This world is doomed. This earth is doomed. Listen, if we don't get a body change, this earth is doomed. Because it's going to go to a grave. But thanks be to God. We know by opening of the seal that you and I are already redeemed. We just got to come back through the process of bringing this guy back. But those who are alive and remain don't have to go back through that. We get it right here. Alright? Hey, listen, even Jesus had to go into another dimension and come back and pick up his body to make it glorified. He had a process he had to go through. That's why you and I, this is still a process we have to go through. We have to see that the fifth seal is a seal of grace to you. The sixth seal is a changing of the whole natural world, but it's a changing of your nature that we'll get into maybe a little bit later on. But let's finish this seal part. Now let's go to number three. Now what is this sixth seal? The sixth seal is the tribulation period. And let me read again what the meaning of tribulation is. That very meaning of that word in the Bible, where it says we go through tribulation, is affliction, pressure, or anguish. Now what takes place? The bride has gone. There's no living creature, nothing there to say it. Now everybody understand when we talk about living creature, we're talking about the Holy Ghost. We're talking about the lion, ox, man, and the eagle. We're talking about the Holy Ghost inside of you. Listen, when we leave this earth, at a moment's time, there's not going to be any Holy Ghost except in two prophets.
Right.
In the whole world.
Right. Yeah.
Louis? Whole world. Only two people are going to have the Holy Ghost. Now there's 144,000 coming, but it looks so dark and so weak, but that's the greatest time ever. Because we're already gone. We've already took a body change. We're already out of here. God is not dealing with the church anymore. It's been gone. He's dealing with Israel. See, this is the other side. This is when Israel receives the message of the kingdom by the two prophets of Revelation 11. Remember, Israel is a nation, God's servant nation. And when Israel is brought in, it'll be a national affair. Israel, the kingdom age, is where David, the son of David, sits on the throne. See, that 144,000 has got to come together, accept the message of the hour, be killed, take a rapture, and then they got to come back and build a millennium temple and be the servants of that temple, and then you and I come into that temple. We know that's explained in Daniel 70 weeks. But Israel must receive the message of the two prophets before the son of David can sit on the throne. So there's still a process to go through. Everybody with me? Say amen.
Amen.
To get the son of David on the throne, that's for Israel.
Right.
Not for us.
Right.
We're in a wedding supper. We're somewhere else. We're on our honeymoon. We actually have an extended honeymoon that continues another 1,000 years when we get down here. Amen? Amen? Is that all right? But we are nations. We are individuals. You and I have to come to the stature of a perfect man and all these other things as an individual.
Right.
So it's not a church.
Right.
It's an individual.
Glory.
All right, let's read number 4 real quick. Excuse me. I beheld when he opened the sixth seal, there was a great earthquake. Then all nature was interrupted. See, God's been doing great things like healing the sick, opening eyes of the blind, doing great things. He's doing that now.
Right.
Amen. But we find out here that nature took a tumble. Yes, all nature. Look what's taking place. The earth quaked. The sun went black. The moon wouldn't give its light. The stars shook and fell. And why everything happened, see, right at the time of the opening of this sixth seal. That's when it takes place right immediately after the announcing of those martyrs, right here, the martyrs, fifth seal Jew, martyrs. See, the martyrs had been finished, all right? Now let's go to number 4. No, I'm sorry, number 5, sorry. So if if nature took a tumble, then it's got to come back the other way. It's what we were talking about a few minutes ago. Nature's got to come back. Amen? We don't know what this world looked like before the flood. But boy, after the flood, we know what it looks like. But before the flood, we don't. But we're going to because we're going to see it. Not in the millennium. I just don't believe in the millennium everything's going to be changed and then it's going to stay that way. No, because remember, in the millennium, at the Battle of Armageddon over here is going to be an atomic war. We'll cover that because it says that your skin will fall off of your body while you're standing, and that's an atomic nuclear war, and it's going to take a while for everybody to die. That's just the way I see it. I see it that the millennium, we can come back and we can see this building right here if it hadn't burnt completely down. Because it's not all the way brought back again. But now the future home, why do we go up on the breath of the earth if God's not fixing to let this thing go? Brother Branham said, there'll really be a noise then when he takes and then he destroys all the devils, puts the earth right back to the way it was in the Garden of Eden. That's just the way I see it.
Right.
And then we'll come down on a redeemed entire earth. Nothing will have to be changed. But in the millennium, things are going to have to be changed. Because that temple's not the place we're living.
Right.
That's not our living quarters. That's not the future home in the millennium. Our future home comes after the 1,000 years, so this is all going to be destroyed again. We've covered that many, many times. We ought not have to look cross-eyed to see it. Because remember, the millennium is a space of time.
Right.
We are still in time in the millennium.
Right.
Just
right.
Agree with that. Shake your head if you agree. That's time.
Amen.
Time and eternity is two different things.
Right.
Now, we're eternal and we can live in time, but we can't have an eternal future home in the millennium.
Right.
It don't happen. We got to go through the 1,000 years. Man's got to live 1,000 years. Right? Then the millennium's going to end.
Right.
Then the white throne judgment. Then we're going to take and go into the future home where everything is laid out exactly by your desire.
Amen.
We in the millennium, it's not our desire. It's Israel, son of David. We're just down, we're there on a vacation. Like, you know, you take and go to Alaska or somewhere. Well, you know what? Them people live there. You're there just on a vacation. That's not your home. And see, that even helps when the song came to my mind, this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. Well, now that's not true. That's not true. According to them, it is.
Yeah.
But according to my revelation, this is my home.
Right.
Now, the very state of it being right now is not my home.
Right.
But it is my home. This is where I'm going to live. Because you know what? When Brother Brown preaches the future home, he destroyed another old doctrine that the denominations have that we're all going to what? Heaven. We're all going to live on a cloud. We're all going to... We're coming right back here. God's going to just wipe it off, and we're going to come right back down on top of it. Amen? For we know the sixth seal is the judgment seal. So now remember, where does Brother Branham say judgment starts? At the house of God. So our judgment seal is right here. That's why I said this is going to be intimate. Every time you walk in the door, the sixth seal has to open to you. Because if you're born again, God's not trying to change your born again. He's trying to change the next guy. The guy that when you go outside and somebody cuts you off on the highway, hello? Oh, that doesn't happen to y'all anymore. Okay. I just let you sit there and think about that for a minute. Milka. Good to see you. For we know that this sixth seal is the judgment seal. Because what is our final judgment? Even our final judgment, as we were talking about this morning, the bride has a final judgment. I read it in Romans this morning. The deeds done in the body, whether good or bad. We're going to give an account of what we do
right.
in this body that we have.
Right.
So said the Bible.
Right.
But, like Brother Brown says, you're either going to get rid of it here and not have to deal with it there, or you're going to keep it here and you got to deal with it there.
Right.
All right? So why can't we come to the judgment seat of God and get rid of it? Brother Brown says you either get what? Better or worse when you leave.
Right.
Sixth seal, folks. Sixth seal. I just got that myself just now. Sixth seal. This is the judgment house.
Right.
You either get rid of it or you keep it with you when you walk out that door.
Right. Amen.
It's the judgment seal, exactly. Now we've had the Antichrist ride, seen the church go, now it's finished, goes up. Then we see the martyrs of them Jews back there under the altar. That's the fifth seal. Now here is the breaking forth of the judgment upon the people, where out of this tribulation judgment will come forth the 144,000 redeemed Jews.
Right.
I'll prove that they are Jews and not Gentiles. They have nothing to do with the bride, not one thing. The bride. We done seen the bride leave.
Right.
All right, so we don't go through any tribulation. Right here. We can't place that anywhere else. Don't come back again until the 19th chapter. Well, he said the book of Acts. We know he meant the book of Revelation.
Right.
Everybody okay with that? Say amen.
Amen.
Okay, I don't want us to get hung up with that. That's the book of Revelation.
Right.
Now notice for the sixth seal is the judgment seal of the word.
Amen.
He changed. Well, he didn't change it. He just brought more revelation. He said the judgment seal of the earth or the judgment seal of all nature. Now he's bringing it, the judgment seal of the word.
Glory.
And see, that's what makes it so intimate, because we're supposed to be word people. We're supposed to be a word-born bride.
Right.
I say we are. I don't say we're supposed to be. We are one.
Right.
Everybody all right? Say amen.
Amen.
We good with this?
Amen.
That all right? Let's read this one, and then we'll finish. Let's go to Revelation 11, because this is the seal. Brother Brown said those two prophets are the sixth seal. All
right.
And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple, leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles. Remember, the Gentiles can go in the outer court. And the holy city shall they tread under foot 42 months. How long is that? 12 months. Times 3 is 36. And 6 more is what? 42. All right? So here we go. Now that's not 42 of our months.
No.
That's 42 prophetic months of 30 days, because you can't make it fit with 1,203 score. You can't fit 1,260 days into our 3.5 year calendar.
Right.
It won't fit, because there's 28 days in this month we're in now. 31 in January. 30 in March. You see what I mean, back and forth?
Right.
But they're going to prophesy for 1,260 days, two witnesses, clothed in sackcloth. Now look at that word, they shall prophesy.
Yeah.
You keep these things in mind, because you're going to remember, we're going to pop up one day and preach a sermon on what, same thing Brother Dale preached on one time.
Yeah.
Those who prophesy must die. Because remember, what you're doing, you're prophesying, you're doing this. What are you saying? There's coming a group of people. There's coming a group of people. Well, that's not you. You're prophesying of a group to come. But we need to be prophetic people to understand what the prophet's saying and have prophetic insight, but not have prophecy. Or prophesy of another group to come. That's been our problem. Who in the world have heard back when you were in denominations? Well, we're not going to see it in our day, but we know the Lord's coming. They keep doing what? They keep what? Prophesying. A group's coming. Well, they're going to run up against a wall somewhere. They got to, because there has got to be a group. Well, it's not our day now. We're not going to see that, but now maybe somebody else will see that. What are they doing? They're saying we don't have enough to get us there.
Right.
And you know what they're saying? They're prophesying themselves out of that group.
Right.
Even Brother Branham. He was a prophet. He prophesied of a group to come. Don't throw anything, please. I'm old. But those who prophesy must die. He prophesied of a group of people coming. The Bible is full of prophecy about what? About a group of people to come. So then all the other ones are what? Passed on. Because they're not that group. But why can't we say we're that group that the whole Bible's talking about? Because remember, they're going to prophesy and then they're going to die. Hello? Those are the two olive trees and two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. Now we know what happens. They have power to shut heaven. They have power to water, turn it to blood, smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. Something's going on here. And when they shall finish their testimony, let's go to verse 7. The beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. Remember, just like I told everybody the other day, I think I mentioned it here, we were talking outside. God is in continuity. What he does, he pretty much does. Because what he done when he came to earth? When he came to earth for 3.5 years, they tried to kill that man. But he had to get a message out. Even he prophesied. So he had to die. Hello? Right? He prophesied. He was a prophet.
Right.
He had to die. Because he was what? Talking to me and you. He was speaking of a people.
Yeah.
Right? But when that anointing came on Jesus on the River Jordan for 3.5 years, they tried to kill him. Couldn't kill him.
Yeah.
It left him in the Garden of Gethsemane. He died.
Right.
Yeah. Brother Branham, let's take it to this time now. Brother Branham, 3.5 years. When the seals opened, there was anointing that came down. That there was nothing could happen to that prophet till he finished his message.
Exactly.
Then when that lifted off of him, 1965, he passed away.
Right.
I'm telling you, the bride of Jesus Christ has got to have that same anointing, because that's the anointing of the headstone of the message of the hour.
Exactly.
That when that anointing comes on us, we can't die.
Right.
But we got to keep that anointing here.
Right.
And we're commissioned to.
Right.
But those... Then what does it, Brother Brown, say? The spirit that was on us lifts off of us. I'll bring you the quote later. Lifts off of us and goes where? To Israel. It anoints them for how long? 3.5 years. The same anointing. Don't you think the Mossad and the FBI and the CIA and the EIE and the EIOU wants to kill them? About 2 weeks into their message. Especially the Mossad. They're going to go, we need to get rid of these two guys. But there'll be an anointing for 3.5 years, because the Bible said they'll prophesy for 1260 days. And then what's it going to do at the end of that 1260 days? There is no prophecy to go any further. So that anointing lifts off of them and they are right there. they're killed. But you and I, the difference in you and I and all the rest of them, you and I keep that anointing.
Right.
And we take a body change. Because
right.
Don't you think they're going to want to kill us? Our own ranks are going to want to kill us.
Right.
It's not that the Baptists don't care anything about us.
Right.
Who put Jesus in the... Judas. Hmm? Right? That okay? Moses, you killed the people of God. You know what it said in the Bible? When God told him through Moses, he said, you come and stand right here. If you're for me, stand here. If you're against me, stand over there. Over there, the ground opened up, swallowed all them good believers. And, hello? And the ground swallowed them up. 2 days later, they go to Moses. Moses, you killed the people of God.
Right?
How silly, but that's exactly what happens to always in your own ranks. All right, let's read this one quote, and then we'll take communion. I'm sorry, I was going to try to quit at 3:30, but we'll read this quote, and then we'll start back on it next week. This is on the sixth seal. I could say something awful good right here, but I guess I'll hold it till tomorrow night. Have power over the water to turn into blood. Smite the earth with plagues as often as it will. What is it? What can bring these things but the two prophets? But it's the word first. What can bring these things but the word? They can do nature any way they want to. Here it is. They're the one who brings on this sixth seal. They uncover and open it up. They got to come to a realization what they're here for. Don't you and I have to do the same thing? You got to come to a realization why you're on this earth. When the bride realizes who she is and what she's doing here. Why are we going to be an invincible army? Because we'll not be prophets at that time. We'll not be prophesying. We'll be it. Okay? See, the sixth seal is completely an interruption of nature. Do you get it now? There's your seal. That's the seal. Look. Look at me. Look at me.
Amen.
There's the seal. That's that little bar that was sealed. But now what's written underneath that, we got to get. Okay? Because see, that really doesn't do us any good for us to be here when we see earthquakes, and you better not be here. But when God deals with your nature, on this side of the rapture, that's on the other side. I'm telling you, this is on this side. It's a complete interruption of nature because nobody's ever had this done before. Even Jesus didn't. Jesus had to die and then be resurrected in a glorified body. We're talking about skipping that.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Do you get it now? There's your seal. Who does it? It's the prophets on the other side of the rapture. With the power of God, the word of God, they just condemn nature. That's the same way you and I are going to have to do, starting with this nature.
Right.
They can send earthquakes, turn the moon into blood, the sun can go down, or anything at their command. Amen. There you are. See how the seals opened up down through in the church age, how it showed the martyrs. And now here's these two prophets standing here with the word of God to do anything to nature they want to. And they shake the earth.
Right.
And it shows exactly who does it. It's Moses and Elijah. Because there's their ministry reimpersonated. Again, both men. Oh my, do you see it? Now what the sixth seal is, it's those prophets.
Exactly.
Now notice, don't let it choke you, but watch what opened that seal. Prophets.
Right.
Now Brother Branham, right after that, the next quote after that, let me read the rest of this. See you, man, there you are. Oh, we're living in the eagle day, brother, heading up among the clouds. They open that sixth seal. They have power to do it. Amen. There's your sixth seal coming open. Now, the next quote down below it, we'll read it next Sunday, I think. Brother Brown said, I had to get up and walk out of the room. Why? Only a prophet can open a seal.
Right, exactly.
So he knew, being a prophet, that those seals had to be opened through him.
Right.
That's why he said, I had to get up and walk out of the room. He made it intimate.
Right.
You and I got to make this intimate. Not me up here preaching about a sixth seal. You got to be it.
Amen.
You got to become that. It's got to be made personal.
Amen.
The nature. Nature means the force, the law. The sum of innate properties and powers by which one person differs from other. Distinctive native peculiarities. Natural characteristics. The natural strength, ferocity, and intractability of beast. That's nature. That's nature out there. Because remember, there was no chain of command except there was Adam and the beast. Beasts. Right? Now it's man, beast that eats beast that eats that beast that eats that beast, and beast that eats that beast. Now that's not true nature the way God intended it.
Right.
That's what happened after the fall.
Right.
So you and I are going to have to come to a place, I believe, before we take a body change, we got to come to a place that we do control nature. This one right here. Let's all stand. This nature's got to be under control. It can only be put under control by the Word of God. We've tried for 50 years to beat it in our flesh. We wasted a lot of time. But it had to be. It just had to be. We had to have it, but let's don't say it was a waste of time. It prolonged the inevitable. That we can come to a place to where that we can take a body change in this hour. Not cause your dress is dragging the ground. Not cause your sister don't cut your hair. Your men do cut your hair. You do this, you don't do that. Or you do this, or you don't do that. It's because what's inside of you is going to do it. What's inside of you is going to change your body. Let's bow our head. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that you would take the feeble words that's been spoken and drive them straight to the heart of each and every one of us. That we'll see that we are truly not prophesying of something to come. We are truly living the prophecy. We are, as you told when you were here on earth, you said, before Abraham was, I am. In other words, the ever-present God. And you've made yourself known here, now in the end time, as the ever-present God. Not a God that's still hanging on the cross or a God that's coming down here to open all the graves. No, it's all going to be done in secret right here in the bride of Jesus Christ. And you gave us a prophet to prophesy and tell us the things that are going to happen. So we don't have to be a prophet or prophesy of another group coming. We are that group. We are the I am. We are the ever present. Lord, I don't want you to be with me tomorrow because you might miss me today. That's just saying a statement. But if you're here with me now, I can carry you into the next day, which is ever present, the next day, which is ever present, and the next day, which is ever present. Because you don't have a yesterday and a tomorrow. You always are in today. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for your people, Lord. If there be any sick among you, I pray now that you would heal them, Father. Grant every need. We're still a needy people. We still have to contend with our old nature. We have to contend with what we have in our flesh, and being in a fallen condition, Lord, we have problems. I pray that you would take those problems away, Lord. You're still a healer. You never said you couldn't heal because we had a fallen body. You came here to heal our diseases. You came here not just to save our soul, but to heal our diseases. Lord, I pray that you would heal us now, Father. May if there be anyone that's going through something spiritual, Father, I pray that you would just anoint them, Lord, with the word. The word's positive and the word is true. And Lord, that's the only thing. We can read self-help books and all this other stuff till we're blind. But Lord, the word of God, the gospel, is what we need more than anything. It's to hear you speak to us. Lord, forgive us of our sins. We're getting ready to take communion. Lord, cleanse us of all things that we've that we've done in our walk that's displeasing to you. Father, we ask you to forgive us. As each one of us prays, Lord, in our own individual way, Lord, we pray that you would just sanctify us for this journey. Lord, you're fixing to do a great work. You're doing it now. But Lord, here we come walking into one day closer to the dead coming among us. One day closer to fulfilling though we which are alive and remain. Father, just be with us and bless us now. In the furtherment of this service, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's just go right into the communion. I think we're all minds are clear. Just go ahead and go into communion. Let Brother Dale go ahead and come on and get started. We'll get this put up.